Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Check it out. You already know this your folks. Trillville.
Yes, sir.
And you already know you tune in to 92.9 The Game with who? Andy and Randy.
Yes, sir.
Welcome back, man.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day just a couple of minutes from right now. Ahead of a really fun football weekend here in town, obviously. SEC Championship game on Saturday afternoon, Georgia and Alabama. Falcons and Seahawks on Sunday afternoon as well. Both in the same building, which again, if anybody is listening that is a part of that staff that flips that building,
yeah,
gets
man.
Everything ready.
Kudos.
Great work.
Kudos.
And also just prayers for you because I know your weekend is about to be insane. But yeah. Great work. Smoking Joe Patrick will join in 15 minutes, and we'll get to an AMA at 140 to wrap things up.
Congratulations to one of the good guys in the NFL. Mark Andrews just got an extension from Baltimore. You remember
that's great.
All offseason, it was like, can they move him and all those different things? But, yeah, he got a three-year extension.
That's so great. Again, people –
they're probably going to lose likely.
Probably. Likely.
Likely
lose likely.
Come to Atlanta likely.
That would be great.
Yeah,
we'll take it.
And shout out and congratulations. We talked about, Coach Key yesterday. Congratulations to Haynes King. He has been named the ACC Player of the Year. Good for him.
That's great.
Good for him.
Hopefully they get a cool bowl assignment, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, 9-3, that's a good one. Should be at least a pretty good one. I got a couple texts because, you know, when they aren't in the playoff consideration, there's like bowl predictors and stuff.
Right.
A couple texts for people that were like, hey, it's possible Georgia Tech and Washington might play, but I don't think that's going to actually happen.
Where? The Holiday Bowl?
I don't know what. Yeah, something like that. I don't know what it would have been, but that would have been pretty cool. Yeah. I would have enjoyed that, but no, I don't think that's what's going to go down.
Washington and Georgia Tech at the Peach Bowl.
Great. Yeah. Bring them here. I'd love to go see them. They played in Atlanta two times in the history of the program. Both within 12 months of me moving here. They played Alabama in the playoff. Well, I guess maybe the next one was the year after that. And then they played Auburn in the Chick-fil-A kickoff game.
That's right, they did.
Now, they played Alabama. One of the last games at the Georgia Dome was the playoff game in 16.
Okay.
And
when John Ross was killed,
John Ross got murdered by Minka Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
He was on the Husky pregame show the other day.
Really?
I was like, hey, it's John Ross. Guess he's not playing football anymore.
No. But, he ran his way out of the league.
Yeah, he kept getting hurt.
He
kept running so fast, his hamstrings were like, this is too fast.
Small and fast.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, don't really,
not a great.
Don't really last a lot of time.
Not a great top 10 pick, unfortunately.
Number 9 overall.
Yeah, was it 9 or 8? Something like that. But it was top 10.
Yeah, Bengals, man.
Bengals, yeah, they'll do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they played Auburn. And I think it was Jarrett Stidham cut him up that day. Frustrating. Not great.
Yeah.
But I was in a suite.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, free drinks. Matt got hammered.
How do you keep getting these sweet tickets?
I ask once every 5 years. I asked for that one. Terry Fox was like, sure, I can help you out. Terry's, you know how Terry was. When you ask Terry for a favor, it's his favorite thing in the world. Usually he couldn't come through, but he did on that one.
Yeah.
And then I was sat in the suite for the Bills game.
Damn. You're a sweet guy, huh?
I am.
Well, Sweet Andy. Sweet. No, I'm not going to say that.
Sweet, no.
No, no, no. We're not going to do that. No, we're not going to do that. No, we're not going to do that one. No,
but I have sat in a suite a time or two.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We're not going to do that, though. Hell no.
No.
All right, we'll get for
but you. I'm nice, though. I'm a nice
you
guy.
Are. You are.
I'm a nice guy. All right.
To the source?
Yeah, I just, yeah, I asked Dave Ashburn on.
All right, cool.
Okay. You trying to get in the suite?
No. But I was just curious, just in case someday I might want to, Andy.
Okay.
Someday, I too will sit in the suite.
You could do it on Sunday if you wanted.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Because I was going to do that. I was going to, because remember when we talked about, because you were supposed to do this.
I was supposed to.
You're supposed
be,
to
yeah,
do
yeah.
that. And so I was going to take your place and take Samson. But since they're going to, since they're in
You were going to go to this.
Yeah,
one.
I was going to go. Got but it. Then she said, I got the weekends mixed up. I thought we were going next weekend.
Right. Yeah, me and my brother was going to fly out, and we were going to go to the sit in the suite for the Seahawks game.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, that didn't work out. Right. No, sorry. Fortunately.
There you go.
Because I get to go to Charlotte. You. I love going there, yeah. And I can't wait. So, go there tomorrow.
And plus, it's good because you like, I mean, it's your brother-in-law.
Well, it's going to be really great.
Yes.
We're going to celebrate the first birthday for my nephew, and my brother-in-law is awesome,
yes.
And we'll get to see family and yeah. all that. So it will be nice. But they could have moved a lot of places.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They were talking about Greenville. I like Greenville.
What is it about Greenville?
It ain't Charlotte. And it's half and it's half the way closer. All right, let's get to the big story of the day.
It is not
Charlotte. Brought to you by QC Kinetics. It's pretty nice though. They got a nice little downtown.
Yeah, the sweet spot is when. Because you'll question the what the decision was, right? There is no right decision. I mean, you talked to coaches all over the place last year that dealt with it, and there was the extended long layoff. There was the not extended long layoff. There was the Ohio State got hot, and they didn't play in a championship. I mean, look, at the end of the day, you got to do what you feel best about, and you'll always second-guess it if you lose,
yep.
And you always won if you win. So I don't know what that sweet spot is. I know talking to people that I trust and have been through it helps get the information.
Yeah, I mean, it's always everything is great when it works.
Right.
You know, remember when the Braves had that damn simulated game?
Yeah.
Because they had that long the layoff and
yeah.
everything.
Now that was one that actually proved true with a bunch of different teams yeah. over a
right.
course of years. Like the layoff that baseball teams were dealing with was actually something that but this I don't know. We'll see. I have a theory. I have a theory about why all the teams that had the bye last week lost in the first round. Well,
Georgia had a backup quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Boise State's not as good as Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
Arizona State's not as good as Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And Oregon came up against a buzzsaw.
Yeah.
Ohio State got hot and was better than everybody.
Right.
So it's like, it's not because of the bye.
Right.
Like, if Carson Beck was healthy, there's a pretty good chance Georgia beats Notre Dame in that game. Honestly, like, if Georgia doesn't, it was like a 45-second period of time where Georgia gave up a touchdown and then strip sack another, you know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm. it was crazy.
It was 90 seconds and the game flipped. If that doesn't happen, that game might go different. But, yeah, I mean, I think most years, and especially this year, because teams like Boise State and Arizona State are not going to have byes.
Right.
They're going to give byes to the four best teams in their estimation.
Mm-hmm.
So, probably not going to happen again.
Yeah, I would think that. But I think the biggest thing with Georgia, you know, we talk about this weekend, is you lost your center. All right. And from what we're hearing, the stuff that me and you've heard, it's going to be a long time.
Yeah.
Like, he probably won't play the rest of the year.
This year, yeah.
Yeah. That's, and so
that sucks.
Yeah. And I know we'll have Roddy on tomorrow and get more of who's in, who's out, as far as who's going to be the center and things like that. But that sucks. You lose your center. And that was the biggest thing of the reason this team, especially on offense, started running the ball better because they were all healthy. Those five guys were healthy.
Yeah.
And then you lose the guy that's in the center of those five. It's a big deal.
When he's the one guy that had been healthy.
Yes, he's
right?
He's the one.
Of all the all the offensive line movement throughout the year, Drew Bobo had played.
Yep.
Now look, I mean, obviously you want to win the game on Saturday because you want to win the game on Saturday. You want to be the SEC champion.
Yes.
But if you win it, you also definitely get a bye.
Yes.
That'll give you a little bit more time to get used to whoever's going to play center.
That's a good point.
But again, he's also going to have to play on Saturday against Alabama.
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm so excited for this game. I love the SEC championship.
Me too.
Especially though, my team's in it. Yeah. But it's going to be a fun game. It's going to be like all the recent Alabama-Georgia game. It's going to be a one possession.
Yeah.
under 30 type game. I'd be surprised if the game gets in the 30s.
Me too.
I'd be surprised, but hey, who knows, man?
Who knows?
It could be it could be a shootout here in Atlanta.
Well, that's last year in the you know, the first game they played.
Damn Tuscaloosa.
It was a damn shootout. The game was insane.
Because we had to come back.
Well, it was sort of like two shootouts. It was like what Alabama did in the first half and then what Georgia did in the second half.
Damn, they beat the hell out of us.
Yeah, that game was nuts.
I was like, hold on, man. Should I turn this off?
That's the only – am I mistaken? That's the only time in this era where that's happened to Georgia. And again, they came back and made it, they damn near won the game. They had the lead late in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
I can't think of another game where it's looked like that.
We don't get the hell beat out of them.
No, Georgia hasn't had the hell beat out of them.
Yeah, we don't get
the closest to the hell getting beat out of them was Ole Miss last year, and that was it. It was like two possessions,
right?
That was it.
But I think, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun. I think when, you know, which injuries are going to hinder who? I mean, you lose your damn center. Now, they lost one of their best defensive linemen.
Uh-huh.
We understand that. We don't know if Jam's going to play.
He's been banged up half the
year. Yeah, and I know, I think Rusty was talking about, like, he's their best pass protecting back. And that's one thing about, the irritating thing about Georgia's running backs is that you don't do that. But you kind of have a tail when Cass Jones is in the game because Cass is the best protecting back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's true.
And so Jam could do all of it. And so, you know, not having him there, especially with the pressure they're going to play. What about C.J. Allen playing last week?
I know. Like, he was, like, questionable all the way up, and then not only played the whole game, he played awesome.
I was like, hold on, what?
Yeah.
He just had a thing.
What was his thing?
Was it an ankle or knee? I think it was a meniscus or something.
Okay.
I don't know.
But, yeah, I was like, I remember I was watching.
Yeah.
I didn't get to watch any of the pregame stuff. And then I'm watching early in the first quarter. It's like, oh, there's C.J. Allen. Great.
Yeah, man.
And then he's making plays all over the
place. All over the
damn place. He played great.
Yeah, man. But, I mean, having him back is going to be great.
Yeah.
You know, Alabama, they got some weapons. We understand that. Don't let Ryan Williams come out of his funk or whatever his funk is.
Yeah, that's a really weird story.
It's really damn weird.
With just kind of how it's played out for him. They don't even throw it to him anymore. It feels to me like a transfer, doesn't it?
Yeah, seems like he got on Caleb's bad side or something. Maybe. I don't know.
I really don't.
But Ty Simpson,
have other guys that are great receivers.
Ty Simpson is really, really good. He hasn't been playing the back half as good as he did the front half. Not saying that he doesn't have the ability to tie ass up again because he just picked us a damn part.
He made some wild plays in that fourth quarter against Auburn.
Like, oh, yes. But, I mean, the way he ran the football and all those different things.
That one play that broke down completely, like the Alabama or Auburn had it completely red, and he tucked it, and, like, I don't even know how he got the first down.
He came there sideways.
He didn't want to run at all, but then he did anyway.
Yeah, that was one of them closed eyes thing. Okay, guys, don't forget tomorrow, me and Andy going to be out in them Buckhead streets. We will be over by Fadeau. I don't know if we'll be exactly at Fadeau, but we'll be in that area, right?
You go towards Fadeau, you're going to see
us. You're going to see us, right?
You're going to hear us, and then you're going to see us.
It's the World Cup draw party. That is tomorrow. And also, guys, today, right after our show, Dukes and Bell are at Buffalo's Cafe up in Cummings from 2 to 6. They'll be getting ready for tonight's big Thursday night game and the weekend of football while enjoying great food and drinks over at Buffalo's Cafe, Dukes and Bell. With steak. Steak's in for Carl today. So it'll be Mike and Steak reunited.
Yeah.
Feels so good.
I mean, obviously they're going to talk about all the topical stuff, but there's going to be some fun trips down memory lane.
Oh, yes. Because I'll learn this. Mike, Steak let Mike live with him, right? Because Mike's girlfriend threw him out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, something like that.
Among the many other fun stories. No doubt. I love Mike's promo for the show. He's like, Mike and friends.
Mike and friends.
Rotating cast. All right, we'll come back. Smoking Joe Patrick's going to join us. We'll talk some Falcons with him ahead of the Falcons and Seahawks on Sunday afternoon. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 35 seconds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people.
and off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Minutes away from the AMA to wrap things up here on a Trillville Thursday. Phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929. Maybe you've never called in on the AMA before, but you've always wanted to. Maybe today's the day.
Oh, wow. Jalen Carter is...
Try it out.
Jalen Carter's out for the game.
Oh, no.
Yeah, undergoing a procedure on both his shoulders.
Whoa, both of them?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Wow, wow. Both the shows. So he'll be out for the Monday night game.
Yeah.
We're just talking because I know Joe's here, and we know Joe's a big Christmas card guy.
Huge.
Yeah, we're talking about Rick Caffey's Christmas card came in the mail.
Yep.
Very nice card.
Very nice
card. Very nice card. We got Bo Morgan card with his beautiful family on that, so appreciate you, Bo. But, like, you the Bunker Davises, I mean, it's a known fact.
It's a known fact.
That I'm waiting on our Christmas card.
I know.
When is it coming out?
Yeah, we had to make the hard choice this morning that it's cutting room floor. Couldn't make the grade this year.
Oh man.
No Christmas card. I know. I'm sorry. I'm as disappointed as anyone is.
I know you are.
I locked myself out of the house the other night and I had to pay a locksmith to come let me in and it cost way more money than I thought it was going
to. Yeah.
So shout out to that guy for helping me out. But yeah, that's a nice little business to be in.
Yeah, dog.
Quick little 5-minute hustle.
Dude, you don't know how
but again, I didn't know it.
You don't know how to jimmy open a lock.
Uh-uh. I don't.
Okay. That's good. That's good.
No, I don't. I wish I did.
Yeah.
I was about to jimmy open a window.
There
I was
you
about
go.
To
you,
break a window.
You don't have to break it, dog.
What would I have done?
Yeah.
I guess, I don't know.
Yeah, right.
My cat burglar days are behind me.
You get you a butter knife.
Uh-huh.
Or unless you got, do you have one of those really thick credit cards that you could like ninja star into a wall?
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay. Get you a butter knife then.
But my doors, you can't do it. Like, I mean, I tried to like do the little, because it was just the handle, I couldn't do it. I did feel good that my house is hard to break into.
There you go.
I did feel good about that. But yeah, no, the Christmas card's not going to happen this year.
Okay. Well, we'll just have to wait on Joe's.
No vacations and no Christmas cards, man. Times are tough.
Yeah, we'll wait on Joe's because I know that Joe and Mama Patrick, Joe's on Santa's lap. Joe's on Santa's lap with his face planted on a little kid.
Yeah, he still goes and sees Santa.
Yeah, Joe was at Lennox this week.
Yep, he was.
Joe's
it's a long line, but it's worth it.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to smoking Joe Patrick.
In the corner,
we've got 92.9 The Game's mid deals. Andy and Randy, combined 12 feet.
You got the crime if I'm like sitting on Santa's lap of some sort.
To the best of our knowledge. In the corner, 92.9 The Game's reporter Smokin' Joe Patrick at an undisclosed height and weight because he likes to cause trouble.
Yeah, no, if you went, by yourself to the Santa thing at Lennox, they would think you were a pedophile.
Yeah. It's like there's the comedian Mitch Hedberg has a joke about this where he talks about getting a table for one at Chuck E. Cheese. Yeah. You get the cops calling you. Speaking of the breaking into things, I had a really embarrassing moment, or it must have been funny to see me in high school. I locked my keys in my truck. And I had to break into my own car, and I did it by going through the little like access window and on the back window of the truck.
Yep,
I had to just push the window in far enough that the little clip came undone, and then I had to actually snake my way through that tiny little hole. I couldn't believe I did it, but I did.
I did that too,
dude.
My 94 Chevy S10. I felt like I was getting birthed. It was like it was very hard to get in there, but
oh my god! You gotta think skinny.
Exactly, suck it in.
All right. Damn.
Hey, Falcons Seahawks on Sunday at home. Back at home after just an absolutely awful loss to the Jets on Sunday. Give us some good news. Like, is somebody healthy that didn't play last time? Or, I don't know, do they have a magic fix for the special teams? What are they going to do to beat the Seahawks?
listen, I'm not God here. I can't just pull things out of thin air to make you feel better. And I don't, you know, I think it's a gut check for this team right now. Like, you know, and I would say, and I just talked about this on a podcast I just recorded, but like the mood is not like dour. It's not like the locker room is silence. You know, guys are still, generally kind of how you feel like a locker room normally is, but I think there's obviously going to be a letdown when you lose a game like you did last week against the Jets, and then obviously the ramifications of that loss mean that while it is still mathematically possible, they're the mathematically possible Falcons, it is very unlikely that they're obviously going to make the playoffs, and so that's going to have some sort of effect, but and it's obviously made all the more difficult that the Seahawks team comes into Mercedes-Benz Stadium and is just really firing on all cylinders. There isn't really a super clear weakness that they have that can be exploited. I would say the good news for the Falcons is that, you know, Drake London is looking healthier this week, and, you know, they're going to play him. Once he's, like, healthy and ready to play, like, they're not going to just kind of play it so cautious that they're not going to put, you know, their stars out there. They still want to finish this season with respectability. And obviously for a lot of reasons, like a lot of, you know, jobs and such are probably on the line over these last five games. So you would still expect a certain level of play. And I got to say that, like, even against the Jets, I didn't think that, like, the effort was lacking. You know, it's just, they're just not making the plays that they need to make, but it wasn't necessarily for lack of effort. And that's something that can tend to happen to some teams. I would say it's like teams with, you know, not great, not even like coaching leadership, but like in the locker room leadership that kind of just kind of quit on their seasons at the end of the year. And we'll see if that happens this year, but I don't expect it to, because I really do believe that they do have that leadership in the locker room.
So what's the biggest issue on kick coverage? Is it they're getting out of their lanes? Is it they can't get off blocks? In your opinion, what you're watching, what is the biggest, or is it damn both of them?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's both. I think that, you know, it's utilizing leverage, you know, or not getting out kind of levered, which basically just kind of means like not getting sealed on the wrong, you know, side of an opponent on those returns. But it's concerning, Randy, because it's happened so often.
Right.
You know, like it's understandable if, like, you know, you let one slip or even two over like the course of a season. You know, it's, things happen, but it just feels like, and it's not even this season, it feels like this is a problem that goes even into last season on the coverage units. And it's particularly concerning after this Jets game, when we hear from the Jets returner that he said he saw, you know, like open lanes on tape that the Falcons were leaving teams, and he sure enough was able to exploit it. And Raheem Morris took kind of ownership or the, you know, fault for it was being his decision to, while the team went into the game planning to just kick touchbacks and give the Jets the ball on the 35-yard line. He said there was one time they wanted to, you know, they just scored. They wanted to try to see if they could pin the Jets back a little bit and have some nice coverage. And so the one time they let them return it, it goes, what, 85 yards or whatever to inside their 10-yard line. So, it's just – when you make those kinds of mistakes, it just – it gives you no room for error, and this team is not good enough to play with no room for error because they just make too many of them themselves. So that's ultimately what's dooming this team. It doesn't feel to me, guys, like it's a team that's not talented enough, you know, and that's, I think, right, for a lot of Falcons fans, probably the real frustrating part about this season.
Well, it just feels like every game comes down to a decision like that or a mistake like that. Like that was a choice that was made by a coach that knows they struggle in that area, who had actively been kicking away from that struggle all game, and then in the biggest moment decides to do that. Like that, I don't know. I don't. Yep. Was there a follow up of why did you decide to do that? I mean, a credit to him for owning it and saying that it was on him. But like, why then if you weren't going to do it at any other point of the game?
Yeah, he said he wanted it to be a momentum kind of building moment of the game.
Well,
right,
it
there
was.
Damn sure.
Yeah,
exactly. Well done.
And I would direct people to go check out on the Odyssey app or wherever they get their podcast, the Dukes and Bell podcast feed, which is where Raheem Morris spoke to Bo and Mike yesterday. But he just said that, you know, they scored. They wanted to kind of build on that a little bit with some momentum and try to get a quick stop deep in their own territory, maybe get this ball back in scoring position themselves. And yeah, obviously that backfired in the worst way possible.
So has anybody ever confused you with Josh Pate?
No, really? That's yet to happen. I Yeah.
You guys ever been in the same place?
It would be flattering to me, honestly, if we were. But
all right. Well, I just want to make sure I got that in because I was like, damn, that looks like Joe Patrick.
We're out of Falcon stuff.
Yeah, we're out of Falcon stuff. Yeah. Man. I mean,
we talked about Christmas cards.
We talked about Christmas cards.
Special Falcons. Teams. We're out of Falcon
how about
stuff.
How about your Buckeyes? How about your Buckeyes?
Oh, my gosh. Such a relief that they're finally able to beat Michigan. In fact, I was actually reflecting. My one of my best friends growing up, who's a big Ohio State fan, was just in town this Monday, and I was having dinner with him. And I was telling him, I was like, man, a year ago, I was on this radio show that I do, you know, just ranting about how I wanted Ryan Day fired,
yes.
which I was
yes.
doing about a yes. year. It may be a year ago today, guys.
Yeah,
actually,
it is.
You know,
it
this
is
might
a year
be the
ago
anniversary
today.
Of that famous, yeah, that famous rant. And now he's.
Buckeye
legend in my mind.
Yeah. 16-0 since that.
You
rant.
Damn sure did. You damn sure was. You got to fire the guy. Like, fire Ryan Day.
Maybe they owe me for. I think maybe my rant maybe caused them to. Yeah,
I know.
Sparked a winning streak.
I have heard that Ryan Day has the Odyssey app. I have heard that. That is a rumor okay. going around. All right. Do you think you can beat Indiana?
And how about Ohio State? I was just actually looking at Dane Brugler's mock draft on The Athletic. He's got 5 Ohio State players going in the top 20 of this draft, which would be a record if that happens. But it's pretty impressive. And it's just a shame. You know, it's
all about defense, right?
A lot of them are. Yeah, a lot of them are. And they swept. They won, like, Big Ten defensive lineman, linebacker, and defensive back of the year between Caleb Downs, Arvell Reese, and Caden McDonald. Caden McDonald's a guy I really wish the Falcons were going to have an opportunity to get. He's like a big-bodied nose tackle. Right. But Brugler has him projected to go in the top 20 of the draft, so it does not look likely at this point. But, it should be a good conference championship game against Indiana. Maybe a game for who wins the Heisman potentially there.
Could be. Could possibly be. I know Pavia is kind of favored right now.
Yeah,
in a lot Pavia, of
Pavia's getting some. Yeah, he's getting some steam here
he's
lately.
He's played incredible.
He's played incredible.
Yeah, he played awesome.
You let that dude win, boy. It's gonna be all kind of. It's gonna be some showman stuff at that ceremony.
And he'll be there.
Yeah,
he'll be there. Which means you know who else will be there?
Johnny Manziel, baby.
That's not who I was thinking.
Who you think? Oh, his mama.
Theovon?
Oh, Zoo Glass.
Oh, yeah, mama. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, boy. Yeah. Diego Pavia, mama. Yeah, she thick like Zoo Glass. Damn sure is.
All right, Joe. Thanks.
Appreciate it, JP.
All right. On that note, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Bye, Joe. Yeah, Smoking Joe Patrick there, 92.9 The Game Falcons reporter.
I don't know. I mean, because when you see her in the crowd, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, she looks.
Yeah,
looks great.
She's very pretty lady. Mm-hmm. She might be sink thick.
You know, either way.
Yeah, you know how that sink thing, where you sit.
All right, prop it up.
You'll be propping up on that sink thing.
You might.
Yeah. It's always deceiving.
They got pants to do that for you now.
Flat not real thing. Flat not real quick when you stand up.
Beware the angles.
Hey, no.
And the sink.
Yep. Worry about that. I'm telling you, beware of the sink thing. Have you seen Drewski's new skit?
About what?
About the hat. Oh, man, it's the greatest thing ever.
Who's he making fun of this time?
Of bald guys what do you call it? Hatfish?
Hatfishing.
Hatfishing.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, they do that.
It's so great.
They'll do that to you.
It's so great.
All right. Man, that's what happens when the Falcons are 4-8.
Yeah.
That's what the Falcons Insider segment is. I was so much better than talking about Kirk Cousins. We'll come back and get the phone lines open.
I'm in the barbershop. They're like, man, y'all need – he said, what y'all going to say about the Falcons? I was like,
nothing. Right? Not much. I mean, who's hurt? Who's injured? Who's healthy? Who's playing? Seahawks coming to town. All right. AMA is next. Phone lines are open. 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. You can ask Falcons questions if you want or anything you want to. After this, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. You were in there screening phone calls
for
Bo?
Yeah, man, I was trying to help my man Bo out a little bit, man. Look at that. You know, to help him out, man. You know, Abe's not here.
What a team player.
Yeah, man, you know, more you can do.
Andy. I know, Abe had to do two hard hours this morning, so he had to go home.
Yeah, he had to go home. Whew. Like, Bo works
six every day, but that doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Good.
All right, let's talk to, we'll start with Scott, who's in Canton. Hey, Scott.
What's going on, guys?
Hello, hey. Scott.
Hey, just a heads up, this is my day off. I got all the honey-do list stuff going on for Christmas, cleaning the house, getting the family ready. But I have a two-part question. It's mostly for Randy, but Andy, if you want to chime in, you're welcome to.
Thank you.
You ready?
Yep.
Who's that coming down the track?
It's the Mean Machine in the red and black.
Ain't nothing finer in the land.
And I can't remember the last part of that song.
I don't know either. Then a obnoxious George. It's cool. It's cool. I understand. But I'm going to say this. Straight up, don't worry about this game. We're already in. It doesn't matter.
It's yes, it does matter. It matters, though. Stop with the don't matter stuff, man. It matters.
No.
Yeah.
No. I'm saying it does matter to play the game.
Right.
It doesn't matter if we win or lose.
Yes, it does. What are you talking about? It's Scott, right?
Scott, yes.
Scott, what are you talking about? Scott, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose. Then why play?
Because we're already in the playoff. That part is fine. Sure. But trust in Kirby. He's got this.
I do.
That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Scott.
Bye, Scott.
Scott. I mean, yeah, but you're going to the playoff no matter what.
Yes, we understand that.
Wouldn't it be more fun to go to the playoff
as SEC champion? it'd be fun, more fun. I think it would be more fun.
I got to learn that little back and forth. That was pretty cool.
Because I don't – again, this is like the go dog when you see somebody with Georgia girl. It's the same way. We don't say it to each other.
Right.
We were in Vegas, and it was I had my a Georgia hat on. And a woman comes up to me and says it to me. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? And so I don't know it. I know the Mean Machine, red and black. Mm-hmm. And that's, I can't remember the second part.
Is it something about a drunk, obnoxious Georgia fan?
I have no clue.
I think there's two ways to do it.
Oh, yeah. I have no clue.
And I think the Georgia administration doesn't prefer that one.
Yeah.
I think there's another version.
Okay.
But Pat McAfee continues to insist on doing it that way,
right?
Even when they're on campus, that he'll probably do it on Saturday,
right?
And I guess they don't really like it that much.
Okay, it's crazy, man. It's crazy.
It's fun. That's a fun little thing.
Yeah, but it's like the go dogs. Like we never do it to each other, and so that's why I'm used to it now. You walk, go dogs. Yeah, I was supposed to say it back.
Oh, go dogs.
Yeah.
They ever give like a little bark?
Never.
Never?
I ain't never barked at nobody.
No, I'm not asking you. I know you've never barked at a person. Has a person ever barked at you?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah.
Hey, Randy, <Randy. laughs>
Some people are better at it than others. Yeah. Yeah, some people actually sound like dogs. All right, David isn't coming. Hey, David.
I'm calling in. I apologize the last time if I was talking too fast. I had made a point about Mike Tomlin. I'm not trying to offend you and your Randy, but I just wanted to understand. Do you think? Let me put it this way: how many NFL head coaches in the Hall of Fame have a bare coaching tree? Zero.
What is the deal with you and Mike Tomlin's coaching tree? I don't understand that part.
Well, it speaks to his ability to, you said leadership, so I'm not sure, you know, where that comes from. He's a great guy, I'm sure. Some players love him, but the facts are the facts. He's just not. He's taken over the defense since 2021. Terrell Austin was a DC for Bengals 1 year.
Okay.
They came in 32nd on defense. The problem with Pittsburgh is the coaching. It's the preparation pregame. Hmm. I mean, you've got statistics that say we
I want to hear that, man.
We're just not a very good football team.
That's not a good football team, but my thing is, what is your deal with Mike Tomlin?
Ice gone.
Yeah, that's my you keep calling up here about Mike Tomlin. What is your issue with him?
Well, I guess his thing is that he doesn't think Mike Tomlin's a very good coach.
Well,
I think that's the thesis.
I think you are in the minority that thought process.
There's a disagreement from the beginning of the
point. I'm saying. Like, you don't have to call up here and try to.
But I guess his proof to back that up is that the coordinators that have been on his staff haven't gone on to have great success elsewhere.
That does not mean he's not a good coach.
Well, I would just say that's also true of the Belichick.
Yeah,
coaching tree.
Yes,
like
what Belichick,
all of the Belichick exactly. coordinators have gone on to not be particularly successful as head coaches.
Is he a great coach? Yes,
I think
that's
he's
what I'm saying.
Great.
So I don't understand his hang up with Mike Tomlin right now.
Well,
that's
the
second time he's called Mike Tomlin twice.
I think he wanted to call back because he didn't feel like he made himself clear the first.
No,
time.
No, I got your point the first time.
I think I did too.
Yes, we got your point. I just want to know what because the thing about it is because when you keep on saying Mike Tomlin. Everybody understands the Steelers are not playing well. They're bad, but this ain't all on Mike. Now, some of it is on Mike T, but sure. Like they keep on bringing up coordinators and leadership. There's nobody outside of you and maybe three people that I know of that would say Mike Tomlin is not a leader of men. Yeah. I don't get that.
I don't either.
I don't get that. Don't so either. Next time you call, no more Steelers talk, okay? Because you're not going to convince me, all right? No more Steelers talk. You're not going to convince me.
Rock the Laundry Man is on line three. Hey, Rock.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays, man.
Back at you, Rock.
All right. Hey, listen, I just wanted to ask you, what is your favorite Christmas present you've ever had? Mm. Mine is a tie. Mm-hmm. I got a 1982 Mustang for my graduation present. But damn. The previous Christmas, my girlfriend, I was 18, she gave me my first belt, but it was made out of mistletoe. And that was two great, awesome gifts that I got for
hell
Christmas.
Yeah.
What are y'all favorites?
A belt made out of the mistletoes?
Yeah, yeah. I get what you're getting at, Rock.
Yeah, that's
freaky rock.
That's
from freaky the south
ass
side.
Rock from the south yeah. side.
He's cleaned it up a little, but he's still telling
he's
freaky
still
stories.
Still nasty as hell.
Freaky
rock.
Tales.
Nasty
from rock.
As rock.
Mine's so easy, and I'm never going to change it because it is.
The gift.
6 years ago, my wife wrapped up a little onesie. And some pregnancy tests in a box and had me unwrap it. She had been pregnant for a month or so, and I didn't know. And that's how she told me.
Awesome.
And that's how I found out
there's nothing better
that we were going to have Lily.
No.
It'll never be topped. It'll never be topped. It's the best I've ever gotten.
Oh, hell. I know she had to save up to get me that Michael Jackson doll. My mama, I think I was like 6, 7.
That's great.
She had saved up to get that
just
Michael.
Just like Liam from earlier in the week. Remember, Liam had three Michael Jackson dolls.
Yeah, man,
dolls.
I got that Michael Jackson doll. I think I was like 6. I think I was 6 or 7.
What could it do?
It
could?
Yeah.
It made a noise?
It was a string one.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Is it like, it was like an action figure?
Yes.
That's
dude,
great.
Greatest
what
thing
Mike
ever.
Was it? Like, what he looked like?
Oh, it was Tenet Mike. Mike was still Tenet.
Okay.
But he had the beaded jacket on. The red jacket?
Oh, okay.
The beaded jacket on.
That's great.
But yeah, he had that fake curl sitting there too.
So it was like Thriller Mike.
Yeah.
Kind
of. What's the hell? Oh, they're trying to explain me the words to the song. Okay, I get it.
Oh, they're giving you the thing?
Yeah.
Okay, cool, good. William is incoming. Hey, William.
Oh, William in Smyrna. It's okay.
It's okay.
One, what's up, Andy and Randy?
Hello.
My AMA question is, I was listening to Deuce and Bell yesterday, and Mike Bell was respectful but brutally honest with Raheem about, like, what his take has been on the radio and how he doesn't think that he would bring him back next year.
Right.
So my question to both of y'all is, in your career, obviously you have to have takes and you have interviews with people. Has there ever been a moment where you've had a take that's not favorable to the person and it's been a little bit uncomfortable to give it to them? What was that interview?
I've never had that.
No. No. And I think everybody else in that situation with Mike and Rob were more awkward than those two. Rob knows how to answer questions. Mm-hmm. He didn't hurt Rob. He didn't hurt Ross' feelings.
He said specifically in the answer that it didn't hurt
his feelings.
But no, I don't know. And this is not a, I'm not criticizing anybody. Everybody does this job slightly differently. But like you and I don't really spend much time talking about people needing to be fired.
No.
And so in then interviewing people later afterwards, I've never really said that about them. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
no, I don't. That's not my style. You know,
no, me either.
It's not. It's just not. And I mean, as you can see.
When I get, but like I also respect Mike for like, Mike goes on, you know, they've been on the radio all year, especially after things have gone sideways, saying very specifically what they think of the job that's being done.
Yeah.
And they talk to him on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
So like, it would be un-Mike-like to not do what he did yesterday.
Right.
To sort of be saying everything he's saying Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and then on Wednesday, act different. He's not going to act different.
No.
Like Mike Bell's a professional radio host. He's been doing it for a long time, and he's very good at it.
Yeah.
What he did yesterday is exactly what Mike should do.
Yeah.
Because that's Mike.
Yeah.
Is that what everybody would do? No.
No.
Because everybody kind of does the job differently, but I love that Mike did that.
I have no issue with Mike Bell.
No.
With what he said yesterday.
No, not at all. Not at all. Mr. Jones is on line 5.
Ms. Jones want to talk about them dogs.
Yeah, man. Y'all know me as a Falcon hater. Y'all don't usually let me in when I talk bad about the Falcons, so I'm going to leave that alone.
Thank you.
There's just nothing to say.
There's nothing to say about the soccer,
Mr. Jones. New to
soccer
say.
Is great, Mr. Jones. You need to learn to like it and love it.
Man.
What's your dog question, man? What's your dog question?
Down the trash,
what's,
man.
What's your dog, what's your dog question?
The first caller, he tripping. You feel me? Bama, it does matter. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like, I dang near really, it's between this and the national championship, they really on the same level. Like, I'm tired of losing to Bama. If you're a Georgia fan like I feel, well, we got to beat them.
Yeah.
We got to beat them. We got to beat them. We got to beat them. Like Kirby said, we ain't cashing checks. We hitting people. You understand me? We need to have elephant meat on the barbecue grill this Sunday, this Saturday. You understand me?
Hell yeah.
We're going to have some big old elephant horns and whatever. Listen, Georgia dogs, everybody come out big, bad. We got to run them up out of here. You feel me? This is the SEC championship. I don't care about nothing else. We need to beat Bama. The rest of the week, hey, bump all that Falcon talk.
All right, Mr.
State
Jones.
Of Georgia.
Thank you.
Bulldogs.
Bye, brother. Bye, Mr. Jones.
I will discourage any Georgia fans from going for the tusks. I think that's illegal.
It's tusks.
I think it's illegal to ivory poach.
Yes, it is.
But if you want to eat some elephant, I don't know. You got a guy?
Do I got a guy? Oh, you
Hustle
know,
Man?
Hustle Man can find us some elephant
meat. Get you a slab?
Yeah.
We had the Peking duck on Saturday. It didn't work.
Yeah.
Didn't make a difference for me.
No. Hustle Man can get us some elephant meat.
That I'm like, again, I'm not, I'm excited for the game because I think it's going to be a great football game.
Yeah.
If I was a Georgia football fan, like, this is exactly what I would want, and I would be rabid for the game on Saturday.
I don't get why you're
because I would want to beat Alabama bad.
And I love the dude, the first caller, but this dude said it don't matter.
Alabama is
what
your,
you mean?
Is like really currently your biggest rival. Like I know not historically, but like Alabama's the one team. It's the one team.
Yes,
you got. I mean,
you gotta win.
If you're not
like, am I not? Now you know how I am. As soon as you know, game over, win or loss. But I'm just saying, like. I'm not going to be like,
course not.
But damn, they always beat us.
Yeah, you like, want to beat them.
You want to beat them.
You want to beat them.
Yes.
Ugh, I know. All right. Do we have
you want to beat them.
You think Norris can talk fast?
Hurry up, Norris.
Norris is in Monroe. Hey, Norris.
I absolutely can talk fast. I don't have a question. I was just calling to tell y'all, after listening to everything this week with y'all at the hospital and everything, man, just thank y'all, man.
Oh.
Y'all get me through my day. The worst part of it at that. Not only is it y'all, but it's also the whole entire station, man. I just wanted to tell y'all thank y'all and happy holidays.
My man.
Thank you, Norris.
Appreciate you, Norris. Thank
happy
you very
holidays
much. That means
to you.
A lot.
That's really, really
thank
nice.
Thank you very much.
Please keep listening.
Yep.
Let's get to takeaways of the day.
Let's see here. Andy is a sweet guy, meaning where he sits and watches games, and let the Dickey sweepstakes commence.
Yeah, man. When's the last time you wore an article of Dickey's clothing?
I have not worn Dickey since I used to wear it. To every home game in Miami.
That's awesome that you used to do that.
Yep, every home game.
I think we need to get – I haven't had Dickies probably since
college. Can you stop saying it, please?
Worn Dickies.
Thank you. Thank you.
I haven't worn
thank
Dickies.
Thank you. Thank you for changing it up, okay?
People knew what I meant.
I don't care what people thought
they
you meant.
They knew what I meant. Right, well, I think you do care what you thought people thought I meant. I'm just saying, I need to get some pants. It's been too long.
All right.
You got to break them in, though.
Yeah, dog.
That first wear is a little rough.
We would have to have a Dickie day.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Good it's every day at my house. Yeah, all right. Randy said Diego Pavia's mom is thick like zoo glass.
Yeah, man.
And that's the funniest thing I've heard all year.
If these aren't the names of three porn sites, they probably should be. Serbian Baddies,
yes.
Thick like zoo glass, and Sweet Andy.
Don't go to the last one.
Joe Patrick also said that he had to snake his way through a tiny little hole.
Oh, God.
God.
What a day. Okay. Have a great rest of your Thursday. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.